Stampede is part of the rapidly growing national movement to pass an amendment to the Constitution to finally get money out of politics. So far, there's been 14 states that have passed resolutions in favor of an amendment, and I think 150 members of Congress have signed on, and the Stampede is a tactic in that movement. And essentially what we do is spread the message by printing things on dollar bills, such as not to be used for bribing politicians and stamp money out of politics. It's using money to get money out of politics.
Who came up with this idea?
I came up with the idea. I have certainly stood on the shoulder of giants. There have been other money stamping projects in the country. The most famous one is Where's George? They've stamped over 200 million bills. And, the amazing thing about making your voice heard by making your money talk, rubber stamping bills, is that every bill that you put into circulation gets seen by 800 people as it gets passed around over the course of its lifetime.
As a successful business owner, you've watched your business grow. How has money in politics affected you as not just a citizen, but as a businessman?
I mean, certainly as a small business, especially in the early days, when we were fighting the corporate giants, it became very clear to us that that the money that those huge corporations pay to our politicians results in laws that favor huge corporations over small businesses and regular everyday people.
You're asking essentially politicians to maybe handcuff themselves. How likely is that the politicians are going to weaken themselves in their own opinions when it comes to dealing with money?
Well, the reality is that it creates a level playing field. And, that's kind of what we all want. That's fair. And I think that most politicians are supposed to be in it for the good of the people. I guess all of them are supposed to be in it for the good of the people. There's some of them that are serving corporate interests and large donors at the expense of the people. And those politicians ought to see the light and get with it, or they ought to get thrown out.
On Wednesday, you'll be in New York. How does New York shape up as far as money and politics compared to some other states that you've seen?
Well, money and politics in New York State has been literally a crime and a scandal. I mean, there's been an unending series of scandals coming out of Albany lately. And New York State now has the possibility of finally putting an end to that and adopting a leadership position in the nation in terms of the fair elections law that's now under consideration, that's already been passed by the House. And my understanding is that all that's holding it up is a lack of perseverance and a lack of priority from Cuomo and some obstruction from some of the Republicans.
Have you personally seen any of your Stampede bills come back to you? Have you been exchanging money at a cash register, either in your own business or somewhere else, and some you look down and there it is?
As a matter of fact, I have, and it's a wonderful thing. It happened to me at an airport. I think it was actually LaGuardia in New York, and I just heard from another friend who came across a bill in the San Diego airport. I don't know, maybe a lot of them go through airports. Well, maybe that's how they move around. That's how they get around the country.